This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Climate change is having unexpected impacts across indigenous land. In the Arctic, scientists and Alaska Native hunters have been counting bowhead whales. The Alaska Desk's Ayolna Naiden reports that less sea ice seems to be leading to more whales, but warmer temperatures could come with other consequences for both researchers and the large marine mammals.
When bowhead whales pass Utqiagvik on their way up north, it's a good time to count them. These calls, recorded with an underwater microphone, were from whales swimming there last month. Every 10 years, scientists and local hunters team up to carry out the census for bowhead whales that migrate between the Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort Seas. North Slope Borough biologist John Sitta says the data helps ensure that the bowhead population is healthy. It's also used to set subsistence harvest limits in the years to come.
We do it for the whaling captains, and we do it in collaboration with them. You know, they've taught us how to be on the ice safely.
First, they build a perch on the sea ice, right on the edge with a stretch of an open water or lead. Observers have been climbing the perch and counting the whales passing by since the beginning of April, when the census started. The visual count continues throughout the spring bowhead migration and is only the first step of the census. Scientists will also need to statistically adjust the data. But so far, Sitta says the final estimate might be around 20,000 whales or more, a significant increase since the last census numbers, which were released in 2019.
Yeah, so we think there are a lot more whales out there now than what there used to be, and that we suspect the populations continue to grow, but we just don't know that for certain yet.
Sitta says the bowheads might be thriving because the sea ice in the Arctic is declining. The change in conditions can also lead to more competition with humpbacks, predation from killer whales, or collisions with ships. Sitta says the only way to know is to continue to monitor the population. Whalers in the Arctic have been involved in the bowhead census since the early 70s. That's when the International Whaling Commission, an organization that regulates whaling, counted whales for the first time. That estimate was so low that the commission reduced the harvest. The hunters objected to the limitations and asked for another census. Retired whale biologist Geoff Carroll co-led subsequent counts.
We're able to improve our techniques over the years. We're able to show that there's plenty of bowhead to support the subsistence hunt.
That initial count only included whales passing through the stretch of open water. But hunters knew that some animals traveled far from shore or under thick ice. Throughout the years, the census has included acoustic and aerial surveys that account for those whales. This year, the acoustic part of the count is also happening. Scientists place hydrophones, underwater devices that record ocean sounds, at the bottom of the sea and will retrieve them this fall. They will use the recordings to see how many whales passed through the area, says Carol, who is also an advisor for this year's census.
It turns out that bowhead whales really talk a lot when they're migrating, and so that works out very well with the hydrophones.
Biologists will also fly above the Beaufort Sea and photograph breaching whales later this summer as part of an aerial survey. Sitta says that with sea ice becoming less stable each year, counting whales from a perch is getting more dangerous.
We're afraid that due to changes in sea ice and sea ice being around for a shorter period of time and being less safe to be on for a long period of time, we're worried that those counts will not be a viable way to count bowheads in the future. And if that's the case, we need alternatives. And one of the leading alternatives is an aerial survey.
After the count is done, scientists will need to process the data, which can take up to 2 years. The International Whaling Commission expects the final estimate in 2029 to decide whether to renew the region's current subsistence whaling quota. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naiden.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.